Perhaps we now have a better and broader conception of the going for refuge. Much more is implied by it than people usually think. And this is why it is so greatly emphasized in our FWBO and TBMSG. Incidentally, the use of the word refuge sometimes creates confusion because it is associated in people's minds with refugee. Expressions like taking refuge or going for refuge have in fact distinct connotations of running away from difficulties, taking the easy way out, etc. From what I have said this evening, it should be clear that going for refuge in the Buddhist sense has nothing to do with running away. However, in order to avoid the possibility of misunderstanding on the part of people who are unfamiliar with the expression, we often speak not of going for refuge, but of commitment. Commitment is rather a favourite word in the West at the moment, an in word, as we say. So often, we speak not of going for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, but of committing oneself to the Buddha, committing oneself to the Dharma, committing oneself to the Sangha. Nor is that all. In the course of years, we've come to distinguish four levels of going for refuge, four levels of commitment. First of all, there is provisional going for refuge, sometimes called ethnic going for refuge. This consists in simply reciting the refuge going formula in Pali or some other language, just because it is part of your national culture. In Buddhist countries like Ceylon, Thailand and Burma, and even here in India, one often finds people reciting the refuge-going formula, Bhutang Saranam Gacchami, etc., without understanding its meaning. It is just part of their culture, and has no real spiritual significance for them. That one should recite the refuge-going formula, even though without understanding, is by no means a bad thing, but it is certainly not sufficient. In much the same way, one sometimes finds people in Buddhist countries of Asia, and again even in India, describing themselves as born Buddhists. But how can you be a born Buddhist? Do you issue from your mother's womb reciting Bhutang Saranam Gacchami? A born Buddhist is a contradiction in terms. You can become a Buddhist only consciously and deliberately, as a result of personal choice. You cannot possibly be born a Buddhist. The Buddha himself criticized the Brahmins, inverted commas, of his day, for thinking that one could be born a Brahmin. You were a Brahmin, he insisted, only to the extent that you acted like one. If truth and righteousness were in you, then you could be called a Brahmin, not otherwise. Similarly, you cannot be a Buddhist by birth. People in Buddhist countries who say they are Buddhists by birth are no better than the ancient Brahmins who said that they were Brahmins by birth. What it really means is that Buddhism, so-called, has simply become Brahmanism. This is a very important point. The going for refuge must be a real going for refuge. If you're a Buddhist, it must be on account of your own individual, independent volition, your own understanding. Thus, you cannot be a born Buddhist. If you think you can, you are still on the level of provisional going for refuge, the significance of which is cultural, rather than genuinely spiritual. Secondly, there is effective going for refuge. This is wholehearted, conscious commitment to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Though such commitment is sincere and genuine, it is not powerful enough to break the three fetters and does not amount to stream entry. From effective going for refuge, you can fall away. Thirdly, there is the real going for refuge. This coincides with stream entry, which occurs with the breaking of the three fetters. From this going for refuge, you cannot fall away. Fourthly and lastly, there is absolute going for refuge. On this level, there is, in a sense, no going for refuge. Though you indeed go for refuge to the Buddha, now that enlightenment has been attained, you are yourself the Buddha. Here, the goal of your quest having been reached, the subject of going for refuge and the object of going for refuge are one and the same. Buddha goes for refuge to Buddha. Such are the four levels of going for refuge, or four levels of commitment. And it is very helpful to think of the going for refuge in this way. A little more might be said, however, in connection with the highest level, that of absolute going for refuge. In the Mahayana, it is sometimes stated that ultimately there is only one refuge, and that is the Buddha. In a sense, there is a Dharma refuge and a Sangha refuge, but again, in a sense, there is not. After all, the Dharma comes from the Buddha. It is the product, the creation, of the Buddha's enlightenment experience, the means by which that experience is communicated to other human beings in such a way as to help them. Similarly, the Sangha is the spiritual community of those who practice the Dharma. Just as the Dharma is dependent on the Buddha, the Sangha is dependent on the Dharma, so that the Sangha is also dependent on the Buddha. Thus, there is only the Buddha, only the Buddha refuge. Though we speak of three refuges, ultimately, the three are one refuge. For the time being, however, it is helpful for us to think in terms of the three refuges, or the threefold refuge.